Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Robert Patrick James Cahill's Muddy Podcast. Live in the lounge, stare at the Ouija board is Bob. I'm out here in the woods, dude, and it is a quicksand mess, okay? Falling into the ground, okay? I'm going to slip. I'm going to slide. It's going to be great. I ain't wearing the proper shoes. These are the shoes that I usually wear, but you need boots. You need rain boots because it's, I don't know what happened out here, but it's saturated. Saturated, like, you know, like the undercarriage of a 300-pound man working some outdoor festival. You know what that gets like. You need the powder. I'm not making fun of people if they're overweight. I myself was overweight and always will feel overweight. Body shame issues. Hey, it's good. My name's Bob. Welcome back. I'm out here in the woods. It's muddy, I know that. But one, I wasn't going to come here today at all, man. You know, I had no purpose of coming out here because I got more stuff I got to do later. And usually I had to come out for a long hike and, you know, lose myself. But I got some business I have to attend to back at home, picking up the boy, and then as well working an event tonight. But I just felt I needed to come, right? And I didn't know why I needed to come until I got to the top of the hill. And I'm at the podcast studio, a.k.a. the bench, a.k.a. the altar, a.k.a. the thing that keeps bringing me back. So, like, I'm sitting up there about to start the podcast. I have the mic in the hand, and I see somebody walking. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to wait because, you know, I don't want to start the show off because I got to say hello to everybody, you know? So I wait, and then he comes, and we chat for a bit. I can't remember how I opened it up with a joke. I don't know. I said to him, I don't know, but like basically we got to know each other real quick, and I just asked him the question I asked people when I used to bring him on the show randomly here. Hey, what are you doing out here? You know, why are you here? And he was like, I'm out here to reflect. And my God, dude, I could feel the sadness. I could feel the brothership of like, just, I identify with people that have PTSD, right? So like I asked him, do you have PTSD? And he's like, how'd you know? And I'm like, I just, you know, it's like, remember that plot twist in The Dark Knight Rises when John Blake Robbins, like, out of nowhere, like, yeah, you're Batman. You came to see me. I knew the look. And it's like, okay, everybody else, they're idiots. But this kid, just because he suffered, he knows. Well, guess what? Maybe that is true. I thought about that today. I was like, oh, he's docked Blake. But you know what? I knew this guy needed my help, you know? I knew that I needed his help. I knew that, like, you know, nothing is happening on my own accord. It's all God being like, yo, you got to get out there to the woods today to help out my fellow brother who probably could enjoy listening to you, you know? So, you know, I ask him, I'm like, you want to walk and talk? I'll just listen to you. And he's taken back, like, you know, is this guy weird? I'm like, yeah, I am weird. Look at me. I mean, but I'm just here to help. And I explained to him my situation, you know, like being in therapy and, you know, suffering from mental health issues, that it's okay. I'm not threatening. And then he kind of opened up and we both shared stories about our PTSD, and I'm going to maintain his privacy, not talk about that. But I'm going to say that I did offer him, you know, ways to get help. He's already doing one coming here, but like when I first started getting help through therapy, you know, that really helped. I asked him if he had a therapist. No, he says he reads the Bible every day. And I was like, well, good. That's a good start right there. You got God and you got JC in your corner. Here we go. But can I ask you something? And he was like, what? I was like, do you offer up grace for yourself? Pastor Tasha at Storehouse said that once. And like, I didn't know how to answer it, man. Like a year ago, before I got baptized again, like, I didn't know how to answer it, you know? Because I didn't even understand what grace was. I had to look it up, like, on Wikipedia. You know what I mean? Like, that was weird, you know? And then, like, I realized, like, oh, like, you got to, like, really love yourself. But you have to work at that. It's not like you instantaneously can love a dog, like you see the dog, you're like, oh, let me get this dog. It's my new pet now for the next 15 years. We're in love. We have such great times, and then it's the worst day of my life when the dog dies. Love at first sight, right? There's many things that we do in life that happened to us that weren't our fault, and it's so hard sometimes when it happens to you when you're young, because one, you don't have any other like blueprint to go off of, you know what I mean? You're like, hey, let me check this in the Encyclopedia Britannica. Let me make sure this is okay. But it also sucks if it happens to you when you're an adult, They say most depression happens between the ages of 24 to 44. Coincidentally, I am 44. Maybe I'm getting out of it, which would be fucking awesome, because I really do feel like I've been depressed since I was 24. You know what I mean? Like, it's just been one, like, okay, how am I going to insert myself into this equation called life? Okay, everybody else got a career. Everybody else wants to suffer. Everybody else wants to go home, do the same shit. Wear a white t-shirt underneath your clothes every day of the fucking week because you gotta, because of some rule that was made up about not being comfortable in the workplace years ago. Cover yourself up because you know what? The boss might want to have sex with you. That's where it all came from, right? So now that we got rid of that shit, can't we get rid of what do I gotta wear slacks for when I'm like running cable? It's another podcast. Hey, offering up grace for myself though during these occasions. You know what I mean? Like, how do you do that? How do you like get out of the PTSD fog? Because when you're in it, dude, I was saying to my friend today, when I'm in it, dude, I'm nihilistic. There's no reasoning. I've gone back into my paralimbic nervous system. I'm a fucking 8-year-old boy, and I'm pouting, and I'm running around, and I'm being a jerk. And I know it. I can't stop it. That is PTSD. That is exactly what it feels like to have some shit that you just can't get rid of, man. But yeah, that I went to a health seminar yesterday, and one of the statistics was 24 to 44. So maybe your boy B.O.B. is on his way out. But yes, I'm so happy that I came up here. I'm so happy that I, met this young man. I asked him at one point towards the end of our conversation, would he like my phone number? And he kind of balked. And then I said my goodbye properly and said, make sure though, as you walk through this life, remember two things. The most repeated phrase in the Bible is, do not fear, God is near. Two, offer up grace, dude. Look it up. Try to figure a way to like love yourself again, which is the hardest thing to do when you've suffered through something. Take care and God bless. And I'm walking away, and he's like, hey, Bob, can I get your number? That's why I'm out here. Not to make jokes and fucking be an idiot. Like, I like to help people. So if you're going through some shit, message me. I'll give you my fucking cell phone number, dude. And I got like a little emoji for mental health friends who are in need. I'll be there for you. My name's Bob. It's been another episode of the Bobcast.
There's something elephants to the top, to the heavens, coming back, coming down to the 7 pop upside. We're making moves, I stay pursued. Two reasons down, I guess, protest my love, honeysuckle with the best man by your side. We're making moves, I stay pursued. Drive, just don't stop, it's so easy. And it's out from the start just to please me. You can drive, just don't stop, it's so easy. And it's out from the start just to please me. There's something elephants coming down to the ground path.
disarray of clues. Start up with a gap. My love, honeysuckle, no pride on the far side. You make it clue. You're getting used. And remain stacked at the top of your game. All the same, relax, attack, figure killing time. You try to fight. Lost your mind. Walk towards the light. Walk towards the light. You can drive, just don't stop. It's so easy. And it's out from the start, just to please me. You can drive, just don't stop. It's so easy. And it's out from the start, just to please me. Stop.